Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, March 12th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Following the acquisition of ZeniMax Media, Microsoft announced it will add 20 games from ZeniMax's Bethesda studio to Game Pass, including games in the Dishonored, Fallout, Doom, and Elder Scrolls franchises. Xbox chief Phil Spencer reiterated that Microsoft will continue to support existing Bethesda games on other platforms, but said the ZeniMax acquisition was ultimately about delivering great exclusive games for you that ship on platforms where Game Pass exists. The information sources say Facebook employs nearly 10,000 workers in its Reality Labs division, almost a fifth of Facebook's global workforce. For context, Upload VR noted in 2017 that Facebook's Oculus VR division had over 1,000 employees, about 5% of Facebook's global employees. While Google is phasing out support for third-party cookies, the company outlined how it is expanding the functionality of the publisher-provided identifier, or PPID, in Google Ad Manager to run personalized ads using first-party data. Publishers would create a unique ID for users using logins or first-party cookies, which would be input into Google Ad Manager for privacy hashing, then passed on to buyers. Google is in the early process of automating parts of the PPID process for smaller publishers. Netflix confirmed a test showing users a prompt when the service believes accounts are being shared between households, requiring verifying accounts by email or text to watch. Netflix's terms say that accounts cannot be shared with individuals outside of a single household, but currently only sets limits on the number of simultaneous streams. Dashlane introduced a new version of its password changer in beta that lets you click a button in the Dashlane interface to automatically change a password at a site without having to visit the site itself, only stopping the process if the site asks for a form to be filled or requests multi-factor authentication codes. The feature currently works on about 100 sites, with Dashlane expecting to increase that number. Google outlined efficiency improvements made in Chrome 89, which is now able to reclaim up to 100 megabytes on sites using foreground tab memory more effectively. On macOS, the browser saves up to 8% of its memory usage by better background tab management, while on Android and Windows, the browser is using a more advanced memory allocator, saving up to 22% of memory on browser processes on Windows, with 5% less usage and 8.5% faster load times on Android. Disney announced the Disney Magic Mobile service, which will eventually let park visitors use a phone or smartwatch for entry and other features like the company's existing physical magic bands. The feature will launch on iOS and watchOS initially and be integrated into the virtual wallet later this year. The in-flight broadband provider Gogo will delay its planned 5G network launch until 2022, citing the ongoing chipset shortage. The company originally announced in 2019 it would invest $100 million to upgrade 250 cell towers to 5G. The Chinese fintech giant Ant Group confirmed that CEO Simon Hu resigned for personal reasons, with Chairman Eric Jing taking over as CEO effective immediately. Hu had served as CEO since December 2019, previously serving as CEO of Alibaba Cloud Computing. Samsung recently announced it would offer 4 years of support for its full lineup of Galaxy smartphones and tablets. Samsung updated a support page to clarify that devices will receive monthly security updates in the first 2 years, quarterly updates in year 3, and biannual updates in year 4. Epic Games launched legal action against Google in Australia, alleging the company engaged in anti-competitive behavior in kicking Fortnite off the Google Play Store and imposes technical barriers for users attempting to sideload the app. The company filed a similar complaint in Australia against Apple back in November and has legal challenges against Google in the US and the UK. And finally, digital artist Mike Winkelmann, known as Beeple, sold an NFT for his work Every Days, the first 5,000 days, for $69 million at the 255-year-old Christie's auction house, putting him in the top three most valuable living artists. The work is a collage of art he's been making for a project where he publishes a new piece of digital art every day. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.